USA Radio News.
The train carrying the body of the late former President George H.W. Bush has arrived in College Station, Texas. The president was laid to rest on the grounds of his presidential library at Texas A&M University. Meanwhile, one of the most talked about images of the week was former Senator Bob Dole saluting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush. Dole tells Fox News how that whole special moment came about.
I came to the rotunda just to say goodbye, to wheel up the casket and maybe stand up. And so I did that with no thought of saluting. And they got me up, stood me up, and it was almost automatic. My left hand and up to my forehead.
President Trump is hosting Hanukkah receptions at the White House, a tradition that was started back by President George W. Bush in 2001, and the Dow was down 79 points to close the day at 24,947. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
In advance of the Friday release of the government's jobs report, another such report falls short of expectations. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The report on private sector job creation from ADP and Moody's Analytics says there were about 179,000 new jobs created last month. That 179,000 is down from the 225,000 in October and below the prior monthly average of 203,000 that's been seen for several years. The gains were primarily in medium-sized businesses and were exclusively in the services providing sector.
Adults 21 and older can now have as much as 2.5 ounces on them and as much as 10 ounces locked up in their homes. It is worth noting, though, that you can still be fired from your job for a positive drug test. And in Thursday night football, the Tennessee Titans, they're hoping to keep their slim playoff hopes alive as they face the Jacksonville Jaguars. That game kicks off just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Charles Krauthammer passed away in June of 2018. Now, before he died, him and his son, Daniel, wrote a book titled The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. I had a chance to chat with Daniel and see what his thoughts would be about what his father would think after the passing of George H.W. Bush.
You know, we have a lot to be thankful for in having him. And I was, when I heard the news of his passing, I went back and read some columns my dad had written about him and found one that he wrote in 92, right after he lost the election. And he wrote something that I think was just so prescient at a time when people were kind of piling on and criticizing President Bush. He said that, like, even though he lost an election, that's not history's judgment. And it wasn't a failed presidency. It was a completed presidency, is what my dad wrote. And that he was called upon to do two great things for this country, to close out the Cold War on favorable terms and to stop Saddam Hussein's aggression in the Persian Gulf. And he did those brilliantly. And I think my dad had this very deep sense of history. And he wrote almost poetically that, you know, George Bush, like other great figures who had completed their task, like Churchill or Truman, his turn in history was over, but that we should all be thankful for that.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or go to Facebook at USA Radio as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.